It's Mother's Day, and for those of you that may not realize it, or here for the first time, or didn't know that we were doing this sermon series, we're doing a sermon series called Testify, and you're the sermon, or you're the deliverer of the sermon. The first week, 2 weeks ago, we introduced the concept of the importance of us telling our story. That's how Christianity is spread. Jesus said, go and tell the good things that the Lord has done for you. And people would go and they would tell the story, they would tell their testimony, and it impacted other people. And the body of Christ grew and grew and grew. And so last week, a lot of you that were here gave a testimony, and I just wanted you to know today, as we continue to allow you to testify, that first and foremost, we'd love to hear those who didn't share a testimony last week. You either weren't here or didn't get a chance to do it and would like to share a testimony. We'd love to hear from you first today. Pastor Lisa's in the room today, so she's able to do that herself. I know she might not have been thinking in those terms because she's so focused on children for this part of the service. But we're going to open that opportunity for you to share your testimony, to tell your story. Just a brief one. And give everybody a chance to share something. And then if you shared one and you have a testimony of, especially of your salvation, you know, we heard a lot of testimonies about healing and about God's help and God's provision, but if you have a testimony of your salvation experience, that would be wonderful to hear too. And so so I'm just going to, at this point, let me read two scriptures to set the stage. We read a scripture last week and then turned it over to you to do the message. We're going to do the same thing today. In Psalm 71, beginning with verse 15, it says, my mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day. For I do not know their limits. Isn't that something? My mouth all day is going to talk about your righteousness and your salvation, but I don't even know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who has come. I love this passage of Scripture because it's all about telling your story, the story of your experience of salvation, of your experience of God's righteousness coming into your life. And we see that you, it never ends, because God, he's always doing stuff for us. So we can tell of his righteousness, we can talk of his salvation all day, every day, because he is faithful. And so we don't know their limits. It never ends. God's continuing activity in our life. And it talks about the attitude of it. You know, in verse number 16, I'll go in the strength of the Lord God. He helps us. So, and we've all had that. That's part of our testimony. We probably all have the testimony that when I have shared a testimony, God put the words in my mouth. I just felt like I was supposed to say something to this individual, and then all of a sudden, I just said, you know, for instance, I had a time when I was in high school, young baby Christian, and the Lord, we had, in my high school, we had three grades in our high school. Lisa and I went to high school together, our junior and senior year anyway, and in that high school, there was only three grades. We had 10th, 11th, and 12th, and we had a 3,500 student body. We had over 1,000 students just in ours alone, but there was 3,000 kids in this campus, you know, interacting. And I only say that to say this. In all of that activity, with all of the students parking and all going to their class, one morning before school bell rang for first hour, the Lord caused one girl to stick out to me. She was sitting on this, like, retaining wall where the hill, you know, each of the buildings were, you had to go up a flight of stairs to all the buildings, and they had a parking pit down there, and so that's how we would all cross and interact. And on this retaining wall where the slope of the ground was, like a little half wall, this girl was sitting. There was always people sitting on that wall and all over the place. And yet she stood out to me, and the Lord said, just go tell her I love her. I'm like, okay, that's all I knew. So I just went up to her and I said, I know this may sound kind of weird to you, but God just wants you to know that he loves you. I love you too. And all of a sudden she just started crying, and God gave me words and share, and it ministered to her. It helped her. I'll bet every one of you have a testimony where God did that. He just said, go say I love you. Or just go say hi to this person, or just go encourage this person, and then he let the words flow. That's what this scripture is saying. I'll go in the strength of the Lord, in his anointing. Isn't that something? You taught me from my youth, verse 17. And so to this day, because you continue to teach me from the time I got saved until today, I declare your wondrous works. Isn't that something? And then I love this, for our senior saints, of whom apparently I've moved into that category. It hasn't happened to her yet, but we went to a restaurant a week or two ago, and the person said, okay, that'll be a senior discount. I was like, thank you. I know I'm eligible for an AARP card or AMAC card, but I don't have one. But she just assumed. And so, but I love this for us senior saints. When I am old and gray-headed, verse 18, oh God, you don't forsake me. And then here's the heart of the psalmist. Oh God, don't forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation. I've been sharing it my whole life, but Lord, I want to continue to tell your story even to this generation. It's for all of us, from our youth until we go and meet the Lord. Isn't that something? And then John 5:11, and this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And the reason why I put 1 John 5:11 on there is just simply this. I wanted to say, there it is. I just wanted to say, when you say, well, I don't have a story, I don't have a testimony, you really do. And if you think about what God's done in your life, you know, and you pray over that, he'll help you. And it will come out. And even when you just go and talk, it'll flow, and it'll be amazing. But if you're sitting here thinking, well, I don't have a testimony, we all have this testimony. God has given me eternal life. And that life comes through his Son, Jesus Christ. I know Jesus. He lives in me. We all have that testimony if we know the Lord. And so just a little word of encouragement. So I'm going to open this up to anyone who has not shared a testimony last week and would like to, and we'll just pass the mic from one person to the other. Are you coming up, Chris? Oh, okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Anybody? Anybody have a testimony? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me let the people who didn't do last week go first, and then we'd love to hear yours too. But I just want to make sure in the time we have that we don't put somebody where they can't. So if you were not here last week and not able to give a testimony, any of you first and would like to share a testimony? Yes. Okay, here we go. Praise the Lord.
I'm Sandy, and I'm new here. As you all well know, I came last Sunday, and I want you all to know that I fell in love with this church right away. I really love all of you in this church. You've really blessed me, and I'm just happy to be here. I was saved back in 1995 in a Billy Graham crusade.
Wow.
Which I got to meet all him and his whole family,
uh-huh.
And Miss Ruth. And they were really an inspiration to me in my life. Very inspirational. And my husband and I both were saved there.
Wow.
We went down, and the next Sunday after that, we were baptized, and we became Christians. Praise the Lord. And I just praise God that I'm a Christian today.
Amen.
But I want to go down today and rededicate my life and be baptized if you guys would have me. I really do love this church and all of you.
Well, we love you too.
And I'm glad I came last Sunday, my first time. You guys have really inspired me very much. And I love all of you. Thank you for making me feel so welcome and for having me here.
Amen. Well, you're welcome. Well, Miss Sandy, we will pray with you for your recommitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, which I was going to be doing today at the last part of the service as part of the fruit of our testimony. So thank you for sharing that and that boldness to say, I want to do that. And we can talk to you about baptism. We don't keep that tank full or anything because it doesn't have a hot water pump in it. So we'll have to schedule that, and we can talk to you about that. Pastor Lisa can give you some information. She has some things printed out, and we can talk about a date so that it'll give you an opportunity even to have family and let that, which is a public testimony in and of itself, be an opportunity to share Jesus as you have a public commitment to the Lord in baptism. Amen. Amen. Anyone else who didn't share last week? Anyone at all? I'm moving over here toward Brenda. But if you didn't share a testimony last week, if you have a story, even Ginger, if you would like to share something, you're welcome to. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I just want you to know you are welcome, even as a guest here, to share the blessing that the Lord's brought into your life. Amen. So anyone at all? All right. It's not too late if you're thinking about it and like, okay, what can I share? That's fine. We'll give you a turn still, but we'll go ahead and let Miss Brenda share to keep things flowing. And then if you would like to share a testimony, we'll make that available.
I forgot about it last week, of how in the scriptures sometimes it says the things of God are foolish to other, you know. And we had this experience that happened to us. We were needing money bad, let me tell you. And we didn't grow up rich, let me tell you. But anyway, we were praying for a certain amount of money. Didn't know where it was going to come from or anything else, but we were praying. When we got home one time, we looked in the mailbox, there was 13 envelopes. We opened those, and there was 13 checks. The next day, we went to the mailbox. 13 more checks in that mailbox. Exactly the amount we needed. And if you tell me that God ain't good, I won't be around you very long. I'll be praying for you. But God is so good. And if it looks like foolishness to everybody in the world, what God is doing, and he's leading us down this path, you know, of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows nigh because the time is coming where we better be getting ourselves straightened out with God. And that's what I tell my boys. I don't know if they hear me, but I do tell them that. And
sounds like a mom.
Yes. I just love this church.
Amen.
And everything. So God bless all of y'all, and I know you're praying for me. So
amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't he faithful? He does provide. Anyone have a testimony? Anyone else? While you're thinking about it, he gave one last week. Oh, he told you have to. Wonderful. Amen. It's good to have you in here with us, Miss Sydney.
So mine actually started when I was 12 years old. I went to a Bible camp, and I was given this book, and it was called Armed and Dangerous, and it actually was scriptures divided up by meats. So fast forward to a couple years when I was 21. And it fits with today's theme, being Mother's Day. We were told we would never have children. But it just wasn't in the cards for us. And so after 2 years, I was on medicine, and we finally got pregnant, and we lost the baby. And then, so one day, I was at home by myself, and I found this book. And I opened it up, right to, it was miracles. And the very first scripture was Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and you shall, and it shall be opened unto you. And so I prayed, but it didn't seem like very long, but it turned out to be like almost 2 hours, and then like 2 weeks later we found out we were pregnant with Mel, right? So And then, you know, after we had Maverick, we're like, okay, we're happy, we have one. We didn't think it would happen again. And then, we didn't think it would happen. And I, one day I was joking with Cody, and I was like, yeah, I really think I want to have another baby. And then 2 weeks later, we found out we were pregnant again. So, it was today. But, my testimony was, you know, we didn't think that it would ever happen, and we prayed really hard, and it happened.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Cody's got
just one quick word of advice.
Yes?
Whenever you ask for anything for God, be very specific. Don't just ask for a child. Ask for a sweet, quiet, peaceful child. If you leave the specifics up to him, you will get what you... Yeah.
I can tell you that's the truth, though. When I was pregnant with Katie, I prayed every night. God, I don't care if she's beautiful. I don't care if she's smart. But please
make her good. I knew I was going to be raising her on my own, and I knew I don't have a lot of patience with kids anyway. So I knew that it was imperative that she would be a good child. And so I prayed and prayed and prayed. And God made her beautiful and smart and very sweet.
Yep.
And so
the
she's
whole package.
Yeah. And having her has been such an unexpected blessing, because I'm not saying that it has been easy. It's been difficult doing it mostly on my own. But she is such a joy. And even as a teenager, she's 16, and she is like my staunchest defender. And she's so loyal, and she just loves me so much. So that's been a blessing.
Yeah, that is a huge blessing. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Yes.
It's hard to talk, and when you don't know anybody, I might burst into tears.
She does that.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so kind. But God has been good to me. I have two grown daughters, and one has fallen away, and I worry. And their father died when they were little, and so I raised them by myself. Mm-hmm. And during that, my mother and grandmother died.
Oh.
And, but so today is kind of a sad day for me, but I have two wonderful daughters, and a couple years ago, my daughters were grown, and I got the crazy idea that I'm from a little town called Van Buren, and I've lived there and taught school there my whole life, and my girls grew up, and I got lonesome, and I thought, I'm going to go on an adventure. And so my adventure was that I was going to move to Springfield, where one of my daughters live, and I was going to get a job and live in the big city. And and everything went wrong. I lost that job, and then I got another job, and I didn't lose it, but they couldn't pay me. And so I had to quit, and I borrowed money from everyone, and I almost lost my home, and I did lose my car, and I was more broke than I've ever been, and I decided I don't know what to do, and I opened my computer, and there was a job offer in West Plains, Missouri. And that saved me. And so I moved here, and it's been great. And I didn't know what church to come to. And on your website, it said that life was a journey. And I thought, well, that's certainly true. And anyway, my brother has been my rock. And he's a strong Christian, and I pray that he always is, and that God protects him, because he has helped me, you know, because I haven't always been strong. But I want to be.
Amen.
So thank you for letting me come and worship with you today.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. Bless you. Look, Ginger, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. That's brave. And that is, I mean, Priscilla just testified that it's been difficult when she said mostly on my own. She has a strong mother and father in her life that's been a help with Laura Catherine, and to have your mom and grandmother pass away really is on your own. And so before we're done today, not only are we going to pray for Sandy and rededication, but Ginger, we're going to pray for you and anyone who has a child who's wandered away from the Lord. Amen. And I can tell you, we got a lady on the other end of your row of chairs there that has prayed her children back into the kingdom of God, and God's faithful. Amen.
Janie has much more testimony in this particular area than I do, but as an encouragement, my daughter was saved at, 10 or 11 years old, and she served God until, she was probably in her 20s. Anyway, she fell away from God, and as an encouragement, I found a scripture in the Bible, and my scripture was in Isaiah 59, and it was the same spirit that God put in me and the same word of God that he put in me would not depart from the mouth of my children or my children's children. I stood upon that scripture. I prayed that scripture. I told God, every time I prayed about that, I said, God, this is what you said. And I'm expecting to hear the word of God coming out of my daughter's mouth. Well, when the change come, it came in one day, and she just made a 180. And ever since that day, she's growing stronger and stronger and stronger in the Lord. And now then she just amazes me at the things of God that I hear coming out of her mouth. So never give up on your children. You find the word of God, and you stand upon that. No, and it didn't happen overnight. It was a period of years that I stood on that scripture, but it came to pass. And it will for you if you'll start praying for that child and never give up and find that scripture. God is faithful.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Well, I have a testimony about my testimony last week. And it's just God all the way, because he dropped this word encounter in my spirit, and I began to pray about it and wonder, what in the world, how can I give a testimony about encounter? So I did give three instances where God came to me in a direct encounter from him. And so after I shared that, well, I was listening to the service of Maranatha in West Virginia, where my daughter and grandson are on the praise team. And right at the end, my grandson Scott gave a testimony about his time in Texas that he spent out there in ministry. And he said that he had an encounter with God.
Mm.
And so that was confirmation to me,
yeah,
of that word. So I text him, and I sent him, in other words, I sent him the actual thing that you had on the live stream,
mm-hmm,
and I sent it to him and to Shelby to show him that that was confirmation, and he was just so thrilled.
I'll bet, yeah, I'll bet that was exciting.
God works in mysterious ways.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And just to say it, teenagers, I know you were working last week. You're allowed to share your own testimony. So if any of you four would like to share anything, please come on up or raise your hand. Yeah.
Mine's going to be my salvation story and a miracle story all together. When my dad passed away in 2001, I was there with my whole family. And it should have been a time that I was maybe angry with God, because my dad had suffered for quite a long time. He had kidney disease, and he later got pancreatic cancer, and it wasn't good. And some of my family was angry. And I was sitting there with him, along with the rest of my family, and kind of as he passed away, God spoke to me and said, "This is not the end. Don't be sad. There's so much more in store than what you see. Don't feel sad."
Mm-hmm.
And when we got home, I talked to Marty, and we both rededicated our life back to Jesus.
Wow.
And 2 weeks later, we were supposed to get married. My dad, my parents were supposed to come to the wedding, but obviously my dad couldn't. A little bit before that, we had gone to the doctor, and they said that I was already like 38 years old, and they said, you're not going to have a baby. You'll never be able to have a baby. You're too old. It's not going to work for you. And we prayed about it for 2.5 years, and I went back to that doctor, and he said, I guess you made a liar out of me, didn't you? I said, no, but God did.
Yeah, that's good. We know all about that in your late 30s, having babies. So both of them are sitting there, 38 and 39, got pregnant. Lisa's 39. Amen. We got up after pastoring this church for the first year or two, and I challenged the congregation, said we need to grow. And I said, I'll give you two choices. Either in the next 12 months, let's have a goal, either bring one or make one. And I thought we would bring one, but we ended up discovering that we made one. And so, and of course God's the creator, but he gave that life. And what a joy he is. He is absolutely our special gift. As Kathy turned 18, our youngest daughter, Chris was born, and so we just started the second round, and it's been a joy the whole way. Amen. Any of you teenagers? Anybody else? Praise the Lord. Pastor Lisa has one.
Well, my salvation story is one of the ones I consider to be the best, and that is that I grew up in church, and I have that testimony of accepting the Lord at a young age and living for him for the rest of my life. And I know sometimes when young people grow up in church, they feel like they hear God do all these dramatic things for everybody else who came to the Lord later in life. And then they don't feel like they have a testimony, but it really is the greatest testimony to grow up in faith and to grow up nurtured in that. And so I'm thankful for that heritage that I had of growing up in church and growing up in faith. And hopefully my son and my daughters and my grandkids, they will serve the Lord all the days of their life. And I'm thankful for that. And that's not to negate anybody who does come, because I love that about God. He's no respecter of person, because you didn't grow up in church, then, okay, well, you can't come into my kingdom. He says, I'll just find you where you are. I'll just minister to you where you are and help you through whatever you're going through at the time. And I love that he loves us where we are. I kind of want the young people to hear some of these testimonies today, that people who left God and wish they never had.
Amen.
Because there will come a time, and it usually happens once you graduate high school, where you feel like you can do it on your own and you're strong enough in your faith, and you can't, and you won't. You need him each and every day, and especially when you get out of high school, you'll need him even more. Anybody can testify to that.
Yeah.
And so we're blessed to do what we do and have God in our lives and be able to minister to others. I'm so thankful that we have encouragers in faith and encouragers to each other, and that means a whole lot.
Amen. Well, I want to quickly say, she grew up in church. I grew up what you would call a non-practicing Catholic. Went to Mass with my grandparents all, but I didn't know the Lord. And yet God, there were some encounters that God was doing things to lead me to himself. He was reaching out to me all along. And when I was 16 and a half years old, to not get in the details of those various encounters that were very profound. At 16 and a half years old, I was alone in my basement watching television and was changing the channel and ended up on the 700 Club, and I just got Ben Kinchlow was on there and just captivated me with his joy. And it wasn't my first time to watch him in particular, but the individuals on that. But he always captivated me, this radiant glow and love and joy that he had. So he caught my attention, and I was thinking of spiritual things. Don't remember what he said, didn't pray with him, but I was thinking about God and noticed a Bible in the book basket next to my chair there in the basement and opened it up to Matthew chapter 7:7. And this is how the Holy Spirit can use the same scripture to bring birth to a baby, but bring new birth to a young teenager. I saw, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be open to you. And I just prayed those three things, and Jesus came into my heart. And I was born again and knew it, and knew I was going to be a preacher right off the bat. And so I got saved at a young age, and I'm so thankful for the life that Jesus Christ has given me, the joy, the riches, the abundance that I have I can't put into words. The second salvation story is the story of my father, who, for him, it was the end of his life. And less than 24 hours before he went into eternity, he prayed to receive Jesus Christ with me at his hospital bed. And that God loved him so much that he literally died. And the team of all these, the nurse administrator of the whole hospital, Christian Northeast Hospital, all of the floor staff, the whole respiratory department head and the respiratory people, the room was surrounded. And the guy said, well, that was his last hurrah, and was getting ready to declare him deceased and give time. And I said, no. I said, no. And I laid hands on him and prayed, and some of them prayed, and others just watched. And he was gone for a little bit, because I noticed he was gone because they had put a mask on. And I said, he's... And they ripped those masks off and put oxygen, and then were doing the pulse thing for a while, and then said that was his last hurrah, and then was getting ready to declare it. And we prayed, those people and me, and said, life, come back. And all of a sudden, he took a breath and lived hours more for that middle of the night experience to receive Jesus Christ, and then went into eternity. So he came back from the dead and would have been in eternity without Jesus Christ. But God loved him, heard my cry. I was desperate, and my cry was, God, it can't be gone without that. And God made that happen. So you can be saved young. You can be saved growing up in church. And at some point, you may not even remember your moment, like me in my basement, because you grew up in church. And it's like at some point you receive Christ, because we all do. But it's all just growing up in that. Or maybe it's someone like my father or her grandfather who's toward the end of life, 74 for her grandpa, 72 for my dad, and received the Lord. God is the God of salvation. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. What I'm going to do is close and thank you all for sharing your testimony. I hope it gave you boldness and confidence. I hope it brought something out of you, a desire to share your story with others. And now that you've done it here in the comfort of this atmosphere, that you'll take those stories and others and go out these doors and share them with your neighbors, with your family, with your coworkers, and even with strangers, and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. What we're going to do is close in prayer, closing this series out. Or today's message out. And I'm going to pray also for to call in those who are away from God, who have known the Lord, our children, you know, who may not be out there. Our moms and dads may not be out there, or our brothers or our sisters or cousins or coworkers or whoever. We're just going to pray for people that are out there. And then afterwards, we'll end that prayer, and then we're going to let Sandy come up here, and Pastor Lisa's going to pray, because she had went up to Pastor Lisa and said, I want to rededicate my life. So we're going to let Pastor Lisa and others come And we're going to pray with Miss Sandy to rededicate her life to the Lord. But let's just close our eyes in prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Oh, Lord, for the good news of Jesus Christ, of that promise, of that so famous scripture, of your great love, a love so great that you were willing to give your only Son, to give us eternal life. And Father, I pray first and foremost for anyone who may be in this room today who has drifted away from you, or maybe somebody that maybe never has accepted you. Only you know the heart of mankind. And I pray that today will be the day of salvation for anyone here in this room, and also, Lord, for those that we love, that we hold dear, our children, our grandchildren, our mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, relatives and friends. We pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to do the same thing that he did in our life as he, your goodness and your kindness, led us to repentance where we called on the name of the Lord, where he drew us to you. For Lisa as a child, for me as a teenager, for others as adults, even at the end of their lives, that the Holy Spirit is the one who draws us to you, who reveals your love to us. May that love just reach out and touch the lives of our loved ones. I thank you, Lord, for just ministering to Ginger's child right now, right where they are. Lord, in Jesus' name, let today be a day of encounter with the Holy Ghost. Let that child have an encounter with you, Lord, where they will sense your presence. Where they think of Mom, think about you and the things that you've done, the hard work, the labor of love that Ginger sowed into their life and doing it on her own. And let them just call and give her good news, Lord, that they're thinking of her. And not only thinking of her, Lord, but let them think of you. Let today be a day of the turnaround in their life, we pray. Just woo them, we pray, Holy Spirit. And we just call that child saved in Jesus' name. We call our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, sisters, mothers, and parents, relatives, and friends, we call them saved. Oh God, send laborers out into the harvest, and if you see fit, let us be laborers, but also, Lord, send other laborers, people that they will receive, they'll hear, and they'll be open to listening to their story, their testimony, and Lord, let them respond. Father, let today be the beginning of a revival of children that have been lost and children that have fallen away coming back to you, God. Your children, your creation, we pray. Let today be a great day of salvation. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.